If any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. From the Father above I bring to this world the water of life. He who believes me shall be filled with the Spirit, which this water represents. For even the scriptures have said, out of him shall flow rivers of living waters. When the Son of Man has finished his work on earth, there shall be poured out upon all flesh the living Spirit of truth. Those who receive this Spirit shall never know spiritual thirst. Have you not read in the scripture? Behold, as the waters are poured out upon the dry ground and spread over the parched soil, so will I give the Spirit of holiness to be poured out upon your children for a blessing, even to your children's children. Why will you thirst for the ministry of the Spirit while you seek to water your souls with the traditions of men, poured from the broken pitchers of ceremonial service? That which you see going on about this temple is a way in which your fathers sought to symbolize the bestowal of the divine Spirit upon the children of faith. And you have done well to perpetuate these symbols, even down to this day. But now has come to this generation the revelation of the Father of spirits through the bestowal of his Son. And all of this will certainly be followed by the bestowal of the Spirit of the Father and the Son upon the children of men. To everyone who has faith, shall this bestowal of the Spirit become the true teacher of the way, which leads to life everlasting, to the true waters of life in the kingdom of heaven on earth, and in the Father's paradise over there. As to my message and the teaching of my disciples, you should judge them by their fruits. If we proclaim to you the truths of the Spirit will witness in your hearts that our message is genuine. Concerning the kingdom and your assurance of acceptance by the Heavenly Father, let me ask what father among you, who is a worthy and kind-hearted father, would keep his son in anxiety or suspense regarding his status in the family or his place of security in the affections of his father's heart? Do you earth fathers take pleasure in torturing your children with uncertainty about their place of abiding love in your human hearts? Neither does your Father in heaven leave his faith children of the Spirit in doubtful uncertainty as to their position in the kingdom. If you receive God as your Father, then indeed and in truth are you the sons of God. And if you are sons, then are you secure in the position and standing of all that concerns eternal and divine sonship. If you believe my words, you thereby believe in him who sent me. And by thus believing in the Father, you have made your status in heavenly citizenship sure. If you do the will of the Father in heaven, you shall never fail in the attainment of the eternal life of progress in the divine kingdom. The Supreme Spirit shall bear witness with your spirits that you are truly the children of God. And if you are the sons of God, then have you been born of the Spirit of God. And whosoever has been born of the Spirit has in himself the power to overcome all doubt. And this is the victory that overcomes all uncertainty, even your faith. Said the prophet Isaiah, speaking of these times, when the Spirit is poured upon us from on high, then shall the work of righteousness become peace, quietness, and assurance forever. And for all who truly believe this gospel, I will become surety for their reception into the eternal mercies and the everlasting life of my Father's kingdom. You then, who hear this message and believe this gospel of the kingdom, are the sons of God, and you have life everlasting. And the evidence to all the world that you have been born of the Spirit is that you sincerely love one another.